We begin the current daf, Masechet Pesachim, daf Lamed Beis. We begin on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, two lines up in the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara begins the Gemara discussion on the Mishnah of the previous daf. And that is, we had in the Mishnah regarding eating chametz on Pesach, but that is truma. And the Mishnah was mechalik and differentiated between if the chametz was eaten, which is truma, b'shoigig, or b'mezid. And when it's eaten b'shoigig, then the person is going to be chayiv for the keren and the chaymish, which comes along when you eat truma b'shoigig. And that is, as we had explained in the Mishnah, that Rashi had told us that there's a difference in regards to the chiyuvim that come b'shoigig and b'mezid. B'shoigig is a chiyuv of tashlum, of the actual midah, of the actual volume of the truma that's eaten. So even though chametz on Pesach is not worth anything, however, that would still require one to actually give back the volume of what was consumed with the chaymish that's included in it. Whereas b'mezid, it's not because of a kapar of atonement, rather it's like a theft. And since chametz on Pesach is not worth anything, a person is going to be totally exempt because chametz on Pesach, again, if the truma is consumed b'mezid, has no value whatsoever. So now the Gemara begins with a Mishnah in Trumas that is the source for this halacha. It's not awesome. We learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Trumas. It says, Ho'eichel Trum b'shagi. If someone consumes Truma inadvertently, Mishalom Kerem Mechemesh, again, that is where the Chiyuv of paying the principal and the fifth as a penalty of an atonement, that's what comes when the person eats Truma inadvertently. And that's Echad Ho'eichel of Echad HaShay, so whether one is eating or whether one is drinking. We continue the top of Lamed Bezim et Aleph. And the Echad HaSach, and that's even if a person anoints himself with Truma. As Rashi tells us, it says in the last perek in Masechtas Yuma, that sicha, that anointing oneself, is like shtiyah, has the halachic principle as drinking, and drinking is always included in the category of eating. And since here it says, regarding the isra of shoygig, of truma, it says, ki yoichel kodesh b'shgog, if someone will eat kodesh, which is a reference to truma inadvertently, where that will include shtiyah, which includes sicha. And that is because if someone would just steal the truma and throw it into the river, even if he does it b'shogeg, which is what the pasuk is talking about, that let's say he didn't know that it's truma, he was not going to have to pay the chaymish, only the principal, like any other mazik, someone that damages someone else's property of chulin. As the Gemara says later on Amud Beis, ki yoichel, it says there in the pasuk, if someone will consume, but however that excludes mazik if someone just damages. So the Mishnah continues and says, Echa truma tumeya, echa truma tumeya, and this will include whether the truma is tamei or tahar. The halacha is mishalom chaymish. Not only you have to pay the principal, but again, if this was done b'shoigig, and it's included in the category of kiyoichel, then you have to pay the fifth, v'chumsha d'chumsha, and the fifth of the fifth. And that is in a case of when the person, he consumed truma inadvertently. So he's paying the principal and the fifth, yet before he goes and gives it back, he goes and he consumes that fifth, which is that tashlumin, that fifth itself becomes truma. And therefore, if he goes and he now b'shoigig again, he eats the chaymish that he had already set aside to pay for this, for the penalty of the chaymish of eating the truma, he has to go ahead and pay a fifth on that fifth. So this is all included. Now, regarding this Mishnah Yibayhu, they had the following question. And that is, since regarding truma b'shoigig, as we had explained that the Torah was makbe, was particular, about the payment has to be with produce, not with money, as it says in the pasuk, v'nosen lakoyin es hakoydish. You have to give, as we had explained on the Mishnah on the previous stuff, and that is why by b'shoigig, you're going to be chayiv on chametz b'pesach, because you're paying according to the volume. You have to give something that can become truma. You can't give money. It has to be something peiros that can become truma. So based on this, the Gemara asked the following question. Kishu mishalim, when this person goes and he's paying now, he's paying the principal with the fifth, lefi mida mishalim, does he pay according to the volume? Or lefi dam mishalim, or does he pay according to the monetary value? And that is as follows. Regarding someone that steals chulin, unconsecrated of produce, whether he did it by mistake or on purpose, or even if someone stole truma, but he did it b'mezid, he did it intentionally, that we never would have a question. That is, since the Torah is not particular regarding the payment of paying back what you had stolen, because it says in the Torah, yashiv, regarding payments of when someone had damaged or stolen, you have to return what you took, which the Gemara elsewhere darshens to say, even shavah kesef, anything that's worth monetary value, you can use as a payment for what you had damaged, even what's called subin, the lowest grade things that you can give. Now, definitely, for those things, you can go ahead and pay money, because you could pay anything. But the question was regarding truma b'shoigig, and that is, since the Torah is particular, that you have to pay money, that you have to pay the actual produce, not money. It has to be something that can become truma. So the question was, does that require volume, or can it even be with money? As the Gemara explains, kol hecha demikaro, wherever originally, when the person went and consumed this truma b'shoigig, shavya, if this measurement, this griva, was arba zuzi, if let's say it was worth 4 zuz, ul b'saif, and at the end now, when he's coming to pay, which because he was over on Trum B'Shoig, he has to pay the Karen and the Chaimish, is Shav Yezuzi, and now it's only worth a Zuz. Loiti Boilach, we didn't have the question that although regarding the kapara, his atonement for eating the truma, that is, as we had explained, the Torah says it has to be b'mid, it has to be with the volume, even if it's not worth anything. We said like chametz on Pesach, but b'shoigig, there's no monetary value to chametz on Pesach, but it still requires giving back the volume what one was consumed. However, there is really two dinim in consuming the truma b'shoigig, because there's also monetary value that you had taken from the kayin. The Vadekin Mikar Mishalim Lefidam, because definitely you would have to pay like the original higher price, which was what it was worth. And that is the judges are going to collect from the time as it was stolen, like it says in the Pasuk of Yikrehe, Asher Gazal, that which you had stolen, which is, as the Gemara darshins, Kemasha Gazal, as the same value it was when you stole it. As the Gemara says, Dulegarmi Gazlan, because this person is not worse, in other words, he's not better than a regular thief. And that is a ditnan, like we learned in the Mishnah in Baba Kama, that says, Kala gazlon, mishalm, kshasik zela. All thieves pay according to the time that they stole it. So therefore, if they stole an object that was worth $100, and when they want to pay already, the market value went down, it's only worth $50, they have to pay $100 as it was when they stole, not what it is right now. So basically, there's two actual laws that are happening at the same time. When you steal truma, you're doing a chesh mishpadin, and you're doing also a yeridayadin. You're doing something that's an isser, and you're doing something that's monetary, because you stole his property, you have to give it back. Now, as a thief pays, it pays according to the original price. So therefore, it was four, and now it's one, you definitely have to pay four. There's also another din regarding volume, which is that is something regarding the isser, you have to pay according to what you consume. So definitely, although maybe it would be a question regarding midah, that wouldn't absolve the person of his regular obligation as a regular thief. Kiti Bailach, the whole question would apply in the reverse type of a case. Dimi Kari Shavi Zuzah. Originally it was a Zuz. Ulbisaiv Shavi Arba, and now when he's coming to pay, it's worth four Zuz. So based on the halachas of a thief, he would only have to pay a Zuz. He wouldn't have to pay the higher current price of four. But Mai, what would be the halacha over here? Because here there's an added halacha of the atonement. That is, as we said, Lefi Mid Mishalim, that he has to pay according to the volume. The Amale, that he says, Griva Achel, Griva Mishalim. You consume the Griva, you have to pay a Griva. Now that's in spite of the fact that now it's worth a higher price. And that's because originally what was bought for one Zuz is now worth four Zuz. So you can give back like basically a quarter of what it is, because now the value went up fourfold. So you can just give back a quarter based on the halachas of a thief, because you only have to give back one Zuz worth, which is the monetary value. However, maybe over here you would have to say, like we said, because you have to give back the volume that was consumed. So you would essentially have to give back four Zuz worth of what you stole. But Dilmor, maybe no. Lefid Dami Mishalim, that you only have to pay according to the monetary value, that is Bezuza Ochel, Bezuza Mishalim, that you consumed a Zuz worth, and you pay back a Zuz worth. And that is, as Rashi explains, although the Torah was particular, that you have to pay back with produce, with volume. But it's not that the Torah was particular that it's not going to go according to the monetary value like other payments, and that you have to pay the actual volume. It's just that when you're paying, you have to use produce. However, I don't have to pay more than a regular thief would have to pay. That was the Gemara's question. Do we say according to the midah or not? Again, in the case of when it was originally a Zuz, and now it's four Zuz, if we would judge him like a regular thief, definitely he would only have to pay a Zuz. And therefore, although now what the item that he stole went up fourfold, you would only have to give back a quarter of what you stole, because that would itself be worth a Zuz. However, the question is, according to how do we classify the Torah's obligation of paying back the volume of what you stole? Is that actually the chiv of volume? And therefore, the object that you stole, although now it's four Zuz, you still have to give back that entire volume, and therefore you would have to give back four Zuz worth. Or then no, you are just like a regular thief. You only have to pay back a Zuz. When you're paying, it has to be a similar item with that monetary value. So therefore you could give back a quarter of what the original item was, because you're giving back the Zuz that you had stole. But it has to be something that's rolled to become kaidish, to become true itself. So on that, I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Toshima, let's bring a raya from the following brisa. Ochel gregris. Someone ate dried figs of truma, and they did this b'shoigig. B'shilim leitmar, and now when he has to pay back, the Karen and the Chaimish, he paid back with dates. Now dates are more chashiv, they're more distinguished than figs, and it's worth more money. So the halacha is that it says in the brisa, tovalei bracha, that such a blessing should come to such a person, because now when he's paying back, he's doing it in a more dignified way, and said in the sense that he's making it easier for the Kayin, it's more worthy than what he had actually consumed. So the Gemara develops the Raya. If you're going to say to the more stringent opinion that when the Torah is mechayiv you, when you steal truma, to pay lefi mida according to the volume, and that if you had originally stole a zuz worth, and now that same item is worth 4 zuz, you have to give back actually 4 zuz worth because you have to give back the van that you stole. That would make sense why blessing comes on the head of this person, because the achel griva, the gregris, the shavyezuzah, because he consumed a griva, which is a measurement worth of gregris, of dried figs that was worth a zuz. Because you have griva, the tamarim, the shavyezuzah, and he's giving back the same volume of produce, that volume is worth 4 zuz. That would make sense because you have to pay back exactly the volume if you're giving in this more expensive item. So you're giving back worth 4. So obviously you're praiseworthy because you're giving back way more than you stole. Eli, I'm a lefi dam misham, but if you say that the obligation of returning by the shogig of truma is only according to the monetary value, amai tavel of bracha, why is there blessing by this person that he's paying back the dates instead of the dried figs? Bezuza ocha, bezuza kamashalam. Ultimately, he's only going to be giving the same monetary value anyway. So although he's giving a more expensive item, but he's giving back much less than that, because he wants to give according to the monetary value that he stole. So what would be the praiseworthiness of such a person? It's higher quality, but it's much less. So it's anyways the same market value. So what would be the chiddush? Obviously that you pay lefi mida, you give exactly the volume, even though it's worth more money. Now the Gemara says, I'm a bayi. No, it's not a raya. La'olam lefi dam misham. Truthfully, you could say that you pay according to the monetary value. And therefore, if it was originally 1 zuz and then it was 4 zuz, you'd only have to pay 1 zuz worth. And then why is there blessing on the heads of the person that stole dried figs and gives back the more expensive dates if anyways he's only giving back the same amount that he stole? Because he stole something, he ate something that buyers are not quick to jump and buy, which gregris are not such a hot seller. And he's paying back something where there are more buyers for that market, that's the praiseworthiness. You're right, although he stole a zuz and he's paying back a zuz, that's not the chiddush, because that is going to be 4 zuz if you were to be mida. It's according to the damim. However, it's just more marketable, and that's why it's tavalev bracha. So the Gemara continues to try to bring a raya that it is actually the mida, it's the volume itself that one pays back, and not the monetary value, but in the form of payris that can actually become truma itself. It's not in our Mishnah. On the previous daf, ha'eichel trumas chametz bePesach b'shagiv. Someone consumes truma of chametz on Pesach inadvertently. So the halacha our Mishnah says, with mishalim keren v'chemish, has to pay the keren, the principal, and the fifth. So the Gemara says, iyamid b'shleim lefi mid mishalim shabbat. If you say that you pay according to the volume, makes a lot of sense, because although there is no monetary value to chametz on Pesach, so therefore if you consume truma, there is nothing to have to pay back. However, since you're going according to volume, nothing to do with monetary value, so you have to give back actually what you consume, which would be this amount of volume of produce with the fifth. But if you take the stance that even by truma b'shogig, you only have to pay in the form of produce, but not the volume of the produce, and therefore it's only according to the actual monetary value that you stole. So then the question becomes, chametz b'pesach bar damim hu? Is chametz on Pesach worth monetary value that you would have to pay? So our Mishnah said by mezid, you're potter, because there's no monetary value. But even b'shogig, you should also be potter, because it's only according to damim, and there is no damim for chametz on Pesach. Tosfos Gemara answers, in yes, there is monetary value for chametz on Pesach, because Haman, the one who the Tana of our Mishnah is on the previous daf, Rabbi Yosef Glili, he is Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Amma, that he says chametz bePesach muter b'hana, although you're not allowed to consume chametz on Pesach, but there is a permission of having pleasure from it. You could use it for other things besides consumption, and that's why it has monetary value. But then the Gemara asks, the Hachi Emes Sefer, but if that's the case, like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that there is monetary value because you're allowed to have hana from chametz on Pesach. So look at the Sefer. It says b'mezid. The end of the Mishnah said, but if someone consumes this truma b'mezid with intention, then patim in atashlumin the demei eitzim. Then he's exempt from the payment and from even if it would have the value of firewood, which is if the truma is tamei. Question becomes, if the town of that mission is basic lily, am I potem and atashlumin the maids, and why are you exempt from the payment and from it being having the value of firewood? And that is, if you were to say that our Mishnah is like Drabbanan, and the reason of the Reish is because you pay according to the Mida, according to the volume, and so then the safe would be, then you're like a regular thief where you pay money And that is according to the monetary value that it has. So that's why you're patur from tashlumin when you do it mezid, because chametz pesach has no monetary value. And the only reason of the reisha that you're chayiv b'shagig is because you don't go according to monetary value, you go according to the volume. But if you say the mishnah be like lili, and because it has monetary value, so why you patur even if it's done b'mezid? Nothing more says that's not difficult. Because Savala Krib Nachunya ben Akana, because Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds like Krib Nachunya ben Akana, that he says that even if someone becomes liable only for Karis, not even for Misa and Bezdin, he's still going to be exempt from payment. And that is as the Gemara learned previously from Asin, which tells you that not only if someone has Mises, but they Mises and Bezdin, but even if someone has Mises, but they Shemayim, for example, if someone eats Truma b'mezid, then he's going to be exempt from tashlum and from payment. The time, like we learned in the Breiser, Nechunya ben Akana, Hayo Oisus Yom Kippurim, Kishabas L'tashlum and B'chulum. He made Yom Kippur, which only has Misa B'dei Shemayim, the same as Tashlumin of Shabbos. That is, by Shabbos, there's a Mises. If someone does a Malach on Shabbos, there's two things that if he, let's say he steals money from somebody or he does a Hezek, A, he's going to be Chayiv Misa and Bezdin because he was over on the Chil Shabbos, and then also for the payment for that he did. So that's the Halacha Kimle B'Rabbinei, that you can't have both payments. So you're getting the more severe, which is the Misa, and not the Tashlumin. So on that, Rav Nachunya ben Akana says the same thing applies to Mises B'dei Shemayim, that by Yom Kippur, one does not get Mises in Bezdin. He gets only by the hands of heaven. And therefore, the Seifa of our Mishnah, when someone ate Truma B'mezid, whereas by the Chametz he did it B'shoigig, then he's going to be Potter because it's a Mises in B'dei Shemayim. And that's the reason why you're Potter over there. Again, you're right. It is Bar Damim. It does have monetary value, and you should be Chayiv. The reason why you putter is you did it b'mezid, oh, then you're going to be chayiv, your mises b'dei shemayim, and that is going to create a p'tur of kimle b'dramine, that you're only going to get the misa and not the tashlumen, and that's why one's going to be putter. Whereas the ratio, where there is no misa because it's done b'shagig, then the person is going to have to pay the truma and the chaymish that's mechayiv, again, because Rabbi Yisrael Glili holds that it does have monetary value, not because of the principle of that we go according to the midah. Rather, even if you held lefi damim. Then the Gemara concludes, Kitanoi, that this debate, whether we go in Truma of B'shoigig, if it's according to the volume or according to the monetary value, it seems like it's a Machlokes Tanoi. As we learned in the Braisa, Ha'eichel Truma is Chametz B'Pesach. If someone eats Truma of Chametz on Pesach, again, the case that we have been discussing, Patim min ha'tashlum min umed be'etzim. So then he's going to be exempt from the payment, and from even as value of firewood. Rebbe Kiva, that's the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. Yechman Nuri Mechayev. Yechman Nuri held that the person is liable. He is chayev for tashlumen. So Amal Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Yechman Nuri, he says, V'chimahano yesh leba. What type of ana does the kohen have over here? In other words, what type of laws did you create? It's aser b'hana. So what would be the chiyuv over here that you'd be mechayev the person? I didn't steal anything from him. I didn't make any loss for him. So Amar Rabbi Yechman Nuri Rabbi Kiva, he said to him, Umahano hayesh, if that's your argument, what type of ana is there for a kohen? Lo eichel truma temeya b'shar kohen es hashana. Regarding a zar that eats truma temeya, that's aser for a kohen to eat, yet we say if the Tzar eats a b'shagig shemesham, that he pays a keren l'chaymish, where there nobody argues in the halacha, which was the Stam Mishnah that we had mentioned before, that echa truma tohira, echa truma temeya, no matter what type of truma it is, and the reason is obviously, which is what Rabbi Yechem Anuri is trying to tell Rabbi Kiva, is that obviously by truma that you ate b'shagig is because you pay according to the midah, according to the volume, even if it doesn't have monetary value. So the same thing over here, he's telling him, by chametz on Pesach, although you're right, it has no monetary value, but one would be chayiv for the hezek that he created by the kohen, because, again, you have to pay according to the midah, not according to the monetary value. So Maloy, to that, Rabbi Kiva responded, Loy, you can't compare regarding eating truma temeya b'shal kol yomei seshana to show that you're chayiv over there, to show that, oh, even though it's not worth anything, obviously we go according to the value, not the monetary value, because imamar to be truma temeya b'shal yomei seshana. If you were to prove for me from that regarding truma tomato regarding the rest of the year, you're right. Sha'afa pisha in lo b'heter achila. Although the kohen cannot consume it, because a kohen, although he's the only one that can eat truma, he can't eat if it's tomato. But yesh li b'heter asaka. As long there, at least he has some type of enough from it. It still has monetary value because he can use it as fuel, as firewood, like it says in the pasuk in Bamidbar Yitches. Vani hinei nasati l'chayas mishmeres truma soy. Behold, I have given you the safeguarding of my true mice, which is plural, that the Gemara darshans elsewhere to tell you that there's two trumas we're talking about. One is truma tahir, one is truma tameya. And the pasuk tells you, nasati l'cha, I have given to you, what type of usage have you given me for truma tameya is the kohen's question, for hasaka, for fuel, for firewood. So therefore, yes, over there is where the zar that consumes it is going to be chayv because he has created a hezek for the kohen. But time of bezeh, how are you going to say regarding chametz on Pesach, shein l'baloi hetra, chidav l'baloi hetra asaka, where there is no value whatsoever for the kohen because he can't use it for eating because he can't consume chametz on Pesach and he can't use it as fuel either because it is the isra hanah of chametz on Pesach. Rather, Rabbi Kiva says, "Hola mazeh daimi." You want to know what this could be compared to? The trumas tutim v'anovim shenitma, to the truma of mulberries and grapes that have become tamei. Shein lo b'lo hetra achila v'lo hetra asaka, where there's no usage for it, that you can't use it for consuming and you can't use it for fuel, and that's because you can't use it for fuel because they're liquids over there, the grapes and the mulberries, and it's not fit to be used as fuel. And you also, Rashi says, cannot use it as what's called faziluf for a sprinkling on the ground. As the Gemara says in the first parak on Chafam Abayz, because of a takala, we're concerned that if they're going to hold on to it, they might come to consume it. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds that they're also regarding the truma of the tutim and the anavim would be the same as chametz, that a zar that eats it would be pata from tashlum. And he says, if anything, that's what you could compare it to. And one would be exempt. Whereas Rabbi Yechmanur hold that the person would be chayv even in those cases, because he holds, as he says regarding chametz and Pesach, that it's lafi mid misham, that we pay according to the volume, again, not according to the dam. So then the Braisa clarifies, when did we say that you could have such a case of having truma of chametz on Pesach that has a sanctity of truma? B'mafrich truma v'chmitza, that if the person set aside truma that then fermented and became chametz. Or Rashi says similarly, we could say that if before Pesach he had set aside chametz, which is valid as truma. Aval mafrich truma chametz, but if on Pesach he would set aside truma that was chametz, for example, if he had wheat that had already fermented, then divrei hakol, then the Braisa says that everybody would agree, even Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, who permits chametz on Pesach b'hanah, and it's fit for fuel on Pesach, even he would agree that any kedusha would not have a sanctity of truma if it was chametz on Pesach, which the Gemara at the end of the sugya will explain the reasoning for this. But one thing we do say, as the Gemara will clarify in the beginning of Amud Beis, that seems to be clearly that the machlekes Rabbi Yechmanur and Rekiva is this machlekes if lafi mida or lafi damim are we mishalim in the chiyuv of truma b'shoigig, and that's why they argue regarding chametz on Pesach based on this principle. So similarly, the Gemara brings another brisa, which the Gemara again will discuss both opinions of both brises on Amud Beis. Tanya Idich, in another brisa, it says a pasuk in Vayikra that says, it starts off in Yerikah Chavbez Yudalad Ve'ish Ki Yechal Kodesh Peshkog, if a man's going to eat Truma by mistake, Ve'yosef Chamishisa Yilav is going to add on the fifth, and the Pasuk ends, which is what a Gemara quotes, Menosin La'Koyin Es HaKodesh, and he has to give to the Koyin that which is holy, which is Mashma, the holy item that he had eaten. So obviously, which is what the drasha of the Brice is saying, Dav HaRoyli Es Kodesh, it has to be that what he consumed, it's something that's fit to actually become truma in the first place. That if when I would be going ahead and paying exactly what I consumed, that item would have a chalois of hekdesh on it. What is that excluding? Prat lo echel trumas chametz bePesach. That it comes to exclude, although the item that you ate, if it's truma, that's chametz on Pesach, you ate truma. However, if you were going to go ahead and pay exactly what you had consumed on Pesach, there would not be a shem hekdesh chal on that, because you cannot create that truma of chametz on Pesach because it's not valid. It has no validity, the chametz on Pesach. So therefore, in such a case, shepatim and tashlumim u'dmei etzim, therefore you would actually be exempt for the, although it actually was truma, but if you were to go ahead and pay, it wouldn't be truma. So then it's not valid for hakodesh. You would be exempt from the payment, and even as the value of firewood, divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that's his opinion. Again, that chametz and Pesach is going to be putter if one is consumes it on Pesach. Rabbi Elazar chisma mechayv, he holds, again, this is similar to the discussion of the previous brayosa and the discussion in our Mishnah, that one is going to be chayev for consuming the truma of chametz on Pesach. What type of pleasure is there for the kohen in this? In other words, what loss did you create? In other words, he was telling him that, although I understand you don't hold of my drasha, of hakodesh, to say that it has to be something that, although it's truma, but if you're consuming it, and then you would be paying back the same exact item, that if it wouldn't become truma, then for consuming this truma, you're not going to be chayiv for. But what are you paying? There's no monetary value for the chametz whatsoever. So forget about my drasha that I'm showing that one is pater. But what are you paying if it has no monetary value? It's chametz and pesach. It's asa ba'ana. So I'm a Rebbe Elazar Chis, I'm a Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. What do you mean? What type of argument is that? What type of pleasure is a person, a zar, a non-kohen, taking away from a kohen regarding truma tameya, where he cannot eat it, and that is still the zar is going to have to pay? So Amalei responds to him, Loi, no. What are you going to bring me from truma tameya the rest of the year? Even though there's no permission for the kohen to eat the truma tameya, but yeshli bahetra asaka, but he can at least use it for fuel for firewood, and therefore there is a loss being created to kohen. That's why the zar has to pay in that case. Time of bezub. What are you going to bring regarding chametz and pesach? Shein la hetar achila lo hetar asaka. Where there's no hana of eating, and there's no hetar for even fuel because there's a isra hana on chametz and pesach. So Amalei responded him, no. Says, even chametz pesach, there is a permission of using it for fuel purposes. Shem ratz hakayin, because the kind of wanted, meritz lefnei kal, but he could go ahead and put it in front of his dog, or put it under his food, and therefore, I could prove to you that they are the same, and therefore, just like regarding the truma tameya in the whole entire year, you do pay. Here also, you do pay because there is some type of loss that's being created for the kain, which as the Gemara is going to show on Amud Beis, obviously he holds like Rabbi Yosef Glili that there is a heter of hana on chametz and pesach. So now the Gemara continues on Amud Beis, Amar Abaye. So Abaye concludes and he shows with these four opinions that we see evidently that there is a machlekes regarding this discussion if truma tameya, if truma b'shagig is lafi mida or is it lafi damim, which would be the yishav, the resolution of the question we had. If someone consumes truma that's a zuz and ultimately it's going to be four zuz, will be dependent on this machlekes if it's lafi mida or lafi damim. So Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, that's one of the opinions in the second brisa. Rebbe Akiva, which is one of the opinions in the first brisa. Rabbi Yechman Nuri, and he's also the other one who argues in Rabbi Kiva in the first brisa. So three out of the four opinions that were mentioned, the two brises. And that is Rabbi Yechman Nuri, even though he says that the person is liable for tashlumin if he ate shumas chametz on Pesach, however, kulu svirluhu chametz b'pesach asbahano. All those three opinions hold, not like Rabbi Yosef Glili. And chametz on Pesach is forbidden to have anah from. And therefore, hence, on Pesach, it has no monetary value. But this is what they were arguing about, let's say specifically in the first brisa. Rebbe Akiva savar lefi dam misham. Rebbe Akiva holds that you pay according to monetary value. So therefore, even if it's truma b'shagi, you're going to be exempt from the keren and the chaimish because it has no monetary value. Rebbe Yechman Nuri savar lefi mid misham. Rebbe Yechman Nuri holds that you pay according to the volume. And since according to the volume, one would be chayiv because it doesn't have to have monetary value. To which Gemara's pshita. Seems pretty obvious that that's what they're arguing about, if lefi mida or lefi dam. And then the Gemara says, no, it's not so obvious, because Madu Tema, Rabbi Yechman Nuri, Namik, Rabbi Kiva, Svirle. Maybe I would say Rabbi Yechman Ben Nuri really holds like Rabbi Kiva. Dama Lefi Dama Misham, that one pays according to the monetary value, not the volume. So, but however, Vahasim Hain the time of the Kamachayiv. So then why does he say that the person is Chayiv for eating Truma, B'shagig, on Pesach, as similar to the Halacha of our Mishnah, if there is no monetary value for it? Because Mishum the Savala Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, because he holds Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, the Amar Chametz B'Pesach Mutabana, as we had said, that our Mishnah could be either as the opinion that there is Lefi Mida, or it could be like Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, that holds no, the reason why you're Chayiv is because there is a Heter of Hana, even for Chametz on Pesach. And that is why maybe Rabbi Yochanan argued and said that one would be Chayiv because there is monetary value for Chametz on Pesach based on the Heter of Hana, like Rabbi Yosef HaGlili. Kamash Balan, that's where I have to tell you that no, that he holds that it's Lefi Mida and not Lefi Dam. But then the Gemara asks, Beim Hachinami, how do you know that? Maybe he does hold like Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, and that's why he argues in Rabbi Kiva. That the Gemara says, Im Kain, if that was the reason that he would hold like Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, that Chametz on Pesach is Mutab Hana, and that's why you're chayiv, even though it's chametz on Pesach, then nehadele Rabbi Yechman Nuri Rabbi Kiva, then he should have responded in that discussion of the first brisa, when they had this discussion between Rabbi Kiva and himself, ki hechid mehadele Rabbi Elazar Chisma le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. He should have responded the same way Rabbi Elazar Chisma did, which is that he held the Rabbi Yosef HaGlili, and he said, wait a second, what are you bringing me from Truma Tameh the whole entire year? The same thing as a chametz of Pesach. You could also use it for fuel, for firewood. And therefore, yes, of course you're going to be chayiv if you consume it, if you're a zar, just like Truma Tumei the rest of the year. But he doesn't answer like that. He doesn't say, oh, afla zeh yesh leheter hasaka, this also has a heter of fuel. So obviously he holds that chametz of Pesach is aser b'hanah. Then the question became, so then why did he hold the person's chayiv for consuming the Truma b'shoigig if it's chametz on Pesach, which has no monetary value? Obviously it is because we pay lefi midah, according to the volume, not according to the damim. And again, this is a machlekes tanaim, so therefore the question that we start off on Amud Aleph, if it's going to be originally a zuz, and then four zuz by the time of the payment, will be dependent on this machlekes, if it's lefi midah or lefi dam. Now the Gemara continues with another braisa on this discussion regarding the fifth. The extra fifth has to be paid when one consumes truma b'shoigig. Turn around, learn the braisa. If someone consumes a kezayis of truma, this is not talking about which our parak is talking about, the last mishnah of chametz on Pesach. It's talking about the whole entire year. If someone eats a kezayis of truma, so mishalem keren v'chaimish, has to pay a keren and a fifth. So that's the Tanakhama. It says that it depends on a kezayis of truma. Abishalimer, achi yehebei shavet pruta. The criteria is not a kezayis of truma, rather until it has the worth of a pruta. So now the Gemara asks, my time in Tanakhama, what's the reason of Tanakhama that he says the criteria is a kezayis of truma? So he says, Amakra, it says in the Pasuk in Vayikra, which it says, V'ish ki yoichal kodesh b'shgaga, and a person, when he will consume kodesh, which is a reference there of truma, b'shgaga by mistake, there the Pasuk ends, then v'yosef chamishisa lav, then he will increase a fifth on it, v'nosn l'koin esakodesh, and then he'll give the koin the kodesh. That is, and it says, so when is this chiyuv of chaimish to the kain? That is kiyoichal, when he will eat. And as the Gemara says, va'achila b'kezayis, eating is always considered a shir of kezayis. Therefore, we see that the chiyuv of chaimish, of eating truma b'shagig, is when one consumes a kezayis of truma. Va'bashal, my time is, so what's the reason about b'shal that he says it depends on the shavu pruta, not a kezayis? So Amakra, it says in the Pasuk, as we just quoted before, it ends off, that he increases the fifth, the nasan, that he gives to the kayin, the kaidish that he consumed. As we mentioned elsewhere in Shas, that the term giving has to be something that's worth a giving, which is the worth of a pruta, and therefore that's where he sees the criteria as a shavu pruta. And the Gemara says, but what does Abishal, what does he do with the fact that the Pasuk says eating, which must mean kezayis? So how does he say shavapruta? So that he says, nahahu prat lamazik. This that it says that it has to be eating is coming to exclude when someone just damages the truma of a kohen, who da asa, that's what it's coming to tell you, that even if he does it b'shoigig, which in the pasuk sounds like when you damage the truma of a kohen b'shoigig, then you pay a chaimish. When it's just damaging, not consuming, then you're not going to pay the chaimish, only the karen, like any other mazik, like anyone damages the chulin of someone else's property. That's why it says yoichal, not to tell you the share of kezayis, but rather to tell you that it has to be in the form of consumption, not of damaging. Well, v'tanikama hoksib v'nasan. What does the tanikama say? Do what he says that it has to be kezayis. What does it do with the word v'nasan, which always means a worth of shavapruta? And that hahumi baile, he says you need the end of the pasuk, which says the words hakodesh, L'davah haro li is kodesh, to tell you something that's fit to be kodesh, which the Marshal takes out the next words, prat lo ichel trumas chametz b'pesach, which excludes someone that eats truma of chametz on Pesach, which, as Rashi says, he needs, which includes the words v'nasan. He's not using v'nasan to tell you shavu pruta, because v'nasan is only coming to tell you the idea of hakodesh, that v'nasan hakodesh hakodesh, you have to give to the kohen as a kodesh. It's only coming as secondary to the idea of hakodesh, which comes to teach you this idea that has to be something that's fit to be kodesh. As we said, that you can't pay with money, you have to pay in the form of something that's fit to actually get the sanctity of truma that you consume on that item, and that's the purpose of it. So therefore, both of them can resolve the source of the other one's opinion, but we have this machlokes regarding the chaimish, if it's based on the share of kezayis, or it's based on the share of a shavaprut. So now on the same topic, the Gemara brings another braisa. Tarnabon. Ha'echot truma pachas mekezayis. Someone eats truma less than the kezayis, misham as a keren, so he still has to pay for the principal. However, in misham as a chaimish, doesn't pay for the fifth. Which the Gemara asks, hey chidami, what is the case over here that we're discussing? Either less be shavu pruta, if this truma that he consumed does not have a value of a pruta, so keren namar lo l'shalom, as any theft, if it's not worth a pruta, there is no chiv of payment because it's not worth something that's significant. The either is be shavu pruta, and if the theft of this truma does have a worth of a pruta, so chemish namar l'shalom, one should also have to pay a fifth. To which the Gemara answers, the truth, it does have a value of a pruta. However, it is not does not have the measurement of a kezias, for example, in the hunger year, where although it's worth a significant amount, or pruta worth, but it's not going to buy you kezias worth because of inflation. Vafilahachi, and so, in spite of that, even the less big kezias, although it has the value of a pruta, however, since it's not the shear of a kezias, misham as a karen, you'll pay for the karen, again, because that's what theft requires. Once it's worth a pruta, you pay for the principal. However, ve'in misham as a chemish, one will not pay for the fifth, because again, as we had mentioned before, of the opinion of the Tanakhama that says in the Torah, achila va'achal, that he will eat, which requires has to have the shear of a kezias, and therefore he'll be exempt of the chemish. So the Gemara says, Amru Rabbanan Kamidra Papa. The Rabbanan said this, they were being medactic on this statement, and they said in front of Rav Papa, they said, ha, this brisa that shows that there was a particularity regarding the shear of kezias to be mechayev the chaimish is doloi kabashal. It's obviously not like abashal, the kabashal, because if it was like abashal, hama, he says, as we mentioned just before, kivin shiesh b'shav pruta, that as long as it has a value of a pruta, avagav the less b'kezayis, even though it doesn't have a shear of a kezayis, that one would be chayev on the chaimish. And from this brisa that says that it has to be kezayis, obviously not like abashal. So Amalhu Rav Papa responded to them, no, afilatem abashal, you could say that this last brisa is even like abashal. Because abashal tarti bai. Abashal requires two criteria. That is, he requires A, that it has to be kezayis, because like the other opinion said, it says achila. However, he also requires that it has to have a monetary value of a pruta, because it says venasan. He requires both. And that's why this previous brisa that says that if it's only a pruta and not a kezayis, even Abishal would agree that one will not be chayav achemish, because it has to have both. Which the Gemara asks, Mi by Abishal Tarti, can you say this, that Abishal requires both a shav pruta and a kezayis? But Vatnan, which the correct gears is Tanya, but we learned the brisa, Abishal says, Es shiesh by shav pruta chayv b'tashlumin. That which has a value of a pruta, that is where you're going to be required to pay back, which as Rashi says, that's talking about over there, by truma, which was consumed bishaygig, which is always the chiyav of a karen and a chaymish. So he says, regarding this chiyav of consuming truma bishaygig, which is machayiv, the principal and the fifth, is only if it has a worth of a pruta. As she'im b'shav a pruta, ein l'chayiv b'tashlumin, but if it does not have the value of a pruta, then one is not required to pay back the principal and the fifth. So on that, the brisa there continues. Amar Loi, they said to Abishal, what are you saying about the criteria being a shav pruta? Loi amar shav pruta ele in me'il bavad. The criteria of a shav pruta as being the deciding factor was only said regarding the halachas of me'ilah, which if someone has hana from hektish of gevaya, where there it does not say the term achila, so that's why we go with monetary value, which is always a defining factor of chayshim mishpah, of what you're required to pay back. However, we hear where it says achila, then it's going to be the shear of kezayis, that is avala truma. But regarding truma, that even if it has the worth, the value of a pruta, ein achayev, one is not going to be liable for the fifth, achshehi by kezayis, until it has a kezayis, as we said, because it says a shear of achal of eating. Now, what could be inferred is that obviously, according to Abishal, in spite of the fact that it does not have a kezayis, that one is going to be chayiv for the chaymish. That is, as the Gemara says, v'im isa, and if you would say, like Rav Papa tried saying, that did you need to have both, and then when it has kezayis, that's what Abishal was saying, that even if it has a kezayis, it still needs to have a pruta. So then he should have said, kivin shiesh b'kezayis mibayle. He should have said that since it has a kezayis, in other words, this case that I said, it has to have a pruta, since it has a kezayis, that is why you're going to be chayiv, because he requires both criteria of a shav pruta and a kezayis. And he does not say that. He only says that it has to have a shav pruta. So to Yufta, therefore, Rav Papa's resolution of saying that the brisa was like Abishal is obviously refuted. The brisa cannot be like Abishal, because Abishal does not require kezayis. He only requires a shav pruta, and according to him, it would be chayiv v'chaymish, just with being a shav pruta. But then the Gemara says, "V'afra Papa Hanabay." Truthfully, even Rav Papa, as we can prove, he himself retracted from this explanation of Abishal, and that he agreed that Abishal does not require both, and only requires a shav pruta, whereas the other opinion requires only kezayis. It's time like learn the brisa. It says a pasuk in Vayikra that says regarding the me'ilah of hektish, if someone goes ahead and has hana in misappropriating the property of hektish, says in the pasuk v'chata'a bishkaga, and that his sin, if it's done inadvertently, so that would require him for all the requirements of the halachas of me'ilah, which includes a carbon me'ilah. Now, the Gemara darshans in the Brisa, prat lemezid, that comes to exclude if someone does it intentionally. There the pasuk says shkoga, that if someone does it intentionally and he misappropriates the property of Hektish and he has enough from it, that he's going to be exempt from the carbon me'ila. To which the Brisa continues, and the Brisa asks, "Hamvalei dinhu?" But we could have learned that out on ourselves, that a mezid, if someone does it intentionally, he's putzer from a carbon. Why do we need a pasuk to make a drasha of a chata b'shkoga? And that is as follows, because umashar mitzvah shechayiv behen karas, if regarding all the other mitzvahs, all the other violations in the Torah, for example, chaylev and dam, which is forbidden to consume, forbidden fats and blood, where if someone violates them, then the person gets karas. He gets a punishment of dying young and his children die. Paita behen is amazed. Yet, in spite of that, if someone does intentionally eats the chaylev or the dam, he's going to be exempt from a carbon, because by the carbon chatas, it says shkaga. So therefore, even if someone does it intentionally, he's going to be exempt from the carbon. So me'ila she'im b'karas. So regarding me'ila, where it doesn't even have the chiv of karas, ein adin shepatras amazed, me'ila only has a lower level of death, which is misa b'dei shemayim. Isn't it obvious that if someone does it intentionally, that he's going to be exempt from misa? Why do I have to have a drasha of a chata b'shkoga to tell you that he's going to be put from the carbon? On that, the Brisa says, "Loi, no, because imamarta b'shar mitzvahs, if you were to say by other mitzvahs that yes, over there the mezid is going to be exempt from a carbon, shekein l'chayv ben misa, because there they're not liable for what's called misa b'dei shemayim, which has its own halachas. Taima b'me'ila shechayv ba, whereas by me'ila, which if someone commits me'ila b'mezid, he is going to be chayv misa, as the Gemara later on will explain that maybe misa b'dei shemayim is more stringent than karis, and therefore maybe me'ila would be mochamer, and there the person would be chayv for a carbon, even if he does b'mezid. Tamalayma, that's why the Brisa says, b'shkaga, that we have to have the drasha of b'shkaga to say that only then is someone going to be chayv for a carbon me'ila, pralamezid, which comes to exclude if it's done intentionally. Now, v'amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Chiya bar Avin. I don't understand the Brisa. Hai Tana me'ikar alimalei karas. This Tana, the Brisa, originally when he starts off, he makes it sound like the karas is stronger, is worse of a punishment than misa b'dei shemayim. Because first he started off saying that, oh, if me'ila, which is not chayef for karas, only misa b'dei shemayim, and definitely it's going to be putter from a carbon, because if other mitzvahs which have karis, which is more stringent, and still mezid is putter from carbon, most definitely me'ila, which doesn't even have karis, obviously they held that karis is more chamer. And then towards the end of the brisa, it makes it sound like that misa b'dei shemayim is more chamer than karis, because it says, oh, wait a second, maybe me'ila is different, maybe it's more chamer because it has misa b'dei shemayim, and you can't compare it to the other chaylev and dam, which don't have misa b'dei shemayim. So how do we resolve this? V'amalei, and Reb Chiya responded to Rav Nachman Yitzchak to say, hachikama, that this is what the Brisa, this is the understanding of the Brisa, that in truthfully, karis is worse than misa b'dei shemayim, and that's what the beginning of the Brisa started off saying. The end of the Brisa has to be understood as follows, that it was saying, loy, no, maybe not, because imamat b'shar mitzvahs, if you were to say yes, but other mitzvahs, let's say b'chelem and dam, where there it's done b'mezid, it's going to be exempt, because by karmen chatzis it says b'shkaga, whereas b'mezid you're going to be exempt. Shekein l'chayv ben misa b'pachas mikizayis. These are the words that are supposed to be saying over there, because one is not chayv misa for, let's say, chelem and dam, if one consumes it, if it's less than a kizayis. Time by me'ila, whereas maybe by me'ila, shechayiv by misa b'pachas mekizayis, where there you're going to be liable for misa b'dei shemayim, even if it's you're misappropriating less than a kizayis, maybe there that mezid would be chayiv for a carbon. That's why you have to have a pasuk of b'shkaga to tell you that's only b'shkaga and not b'mezid. Amar leis, Rav Nachman Yitzchak told Reb Chiya, tenuach daitcha, your mind should be put at ease, shehanach des daitcha, because you put my mind at ease. It was so difficult to me to understand the Brisa. It starts off karis is more stringent, and ends off misa b'dei shemayim is more stringent. Now I understand that, of course, karis is more stringent. It was just saying, in this regard of misa, there is a stringency of me'ila, because it's even less than the kezayis, and that's why maybe you can't learn it from other mitzvahs, and that's why you need to have a pasuk. But v'amalei, but Reb Chiya responded to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who's my nechusa, how have I put your mind at ease? The rabbi of Rav Sheshes, Shodimanarga, rabbi of Sheshes have wielded an axe on this statement, on this teretz that I have given, and that is, they ask the following question. They say, how can you say that regarding this chiv of me'ila, of misa, it's even less than the kezai is, that is when you're going to have a chiv misa. But man shametle, this is what they asked. They said, who is it that said the Amar, and we continue on top of Lama Gimel Med Alf, that hazed b'me'ila, that if someone does me'ila intentionally, where regarding having hanoa from Kaidish, where if one does it b'shaygig, then there are the whole parasha me'ila, that b'misa, that then at all that there would actually be a chayiv misa on doing me'ila b'mezid, that's Rebihi. The Tanakh learned no Braisa. Hezeh b'me'ilah, it actually is a machlaikis, what actually is the punishment of doing me'ilah intentionally. Rebbe, I'm b'misa, it's Rebbe's opinion that we were going with, that he says there's actually going to be a chi of misa, as the Gemara will explain momentarily, that we learn from Chet, that the hana of Hektish, from the eating of Truma, that there's going to be chi of misa. The Chacham Ayim Bazar, whereas the Chacham say that no, there's only a prohibition, but there's no chi of misa. And that is, as Rashi explains, Rabban also hold of the Gzei Shav of Rebbe. But they only learn it regarding, and that's because the Iker, the main principles of Mi'ilah are learned out from that Gzei Shava, as is learned in the fifth parak of Masechtas Mi'ilah, from a Braisa that learns up all these different halachas. However, Misa, they do not learn Mi'ilah from Truma, as the Gemara in Masechtas Sanhedrin explains that reason, because the Torah excludes, in the parasha of Truma, where it says Umesu Bai, that someone that consumes the Truma will die through it, that Bai is an exclusion to say only regarding it of Truma, but not for Me'ilah. So we have this machlokes again between Rebbe and the Chacham, if someone does Me'ilah b'mezid, if it's going to be only a Lav or Misa. Now, so it was Rebbe that said that it's Misa. And my time at the Rebbe, and we said, what is the reason of Rebbe that there is a Chi of Misa? So Amar Bavo, Gamer Chet Chet Mitruma, we learn out the word Chet by Me'ilah from the word Chet of Truma, where it says over here, V'chata'a b'shkaga, it says the word chet, and it says by Truma, lo yisu ulav chet umesu, by that there is a chiv of Misa. So we learn, ma Truma b'misa, just like Truma there is a chiv of Misa, af me'ilah b'misa, so too regarding me'ilah, there is Misa. However, umina. But that, in other words, in and out of itself, in other words, this was the narga, this was the axe that they chopped down regarding what I was trying to say, my explanation of the Braisa, that is, since the Misa of me'ilah is learnt out from here, from Truma, so then you have to continue the full limud, and to say ma truma, then you have to continue the logic. Just like truma, that regarding the death that's written regarding it, it says a term of achila, it says that if one will consume the truma, then there's going to be misa, which is b'kezayis, that's only one will be chayiv misa if it's in the shear of kezayis. Saf me'ilah, so to me'ilah, the death, that is, if one does me'ilah b'mezid, is only b'kezayis. If one does it with a shear of a kezayis, and therefore, you cannot say what I was saying. And this is what they had said to Reb Chiya, which he was passing on to Reb Nachman B'Yitzchak, to say, I put your mind at ease. I didn't put your mind at ease because they said my teretz doesn't work. How could I say, oh, time of me'ilah, that, oh, well, you're going to be chayiv misa even less than a kezayis, and therefore you can't learn that out from other isurim, which by let's say b'chelim and dam, where it's only with a kezayis, and that's why he needs a pasuk. But that's not true. Because who is it that says there is even in the first place Misa? That's Rebbe. Where does Rebbe get it from? He gets it from Truma. Now, what is the shear of Truma? It's Kezayis from Misa. Therefore, Mila is also only Kezayis. And therefore, your explanation of the Braisa doesn't work. To which Rav Papa asked on that, quote, axe that was used to chop down Reb Chiya's interpretation, he was saying, it's not a question. Mimai de Rebbe, from where do you know that Rebbe holds regarding the halachas of Truma, which is the source that he's learning for Me'ilah, is Krabbanon, is like the Rabban that argue in Abishal severely, that's who he's holding like, that Truma needs to have a share of Kezayis, Dimak Abishal severely. Maybe Rebbe, who's learning Me'ilah from Truma, to learn out the Chiyav of Misa, holds like Abishal regarding the halachas of Truma, and therefore it makes sense to learn up Misa of Me'ilah, even less than a share of kezayis, because all you need by truma is a share of shavapruta, and you don't need to have the share of kezayis. And therefore, the Reb Chiya's interpretation of the Braisa does make sense, is what Reb Papa was saying. Whereas the Amayesh Bar shavapruta, where he said that it does have a value of a pruta, avagav de lesba kezayis, even if it doesn't have a share of kezayis, that's all that's necessary, Abishal says. And therefore, Reb Chiya is correct, because Rebbe could be going like Abishal, and again, Me'ilah might be more stringent than other Isurim, where one would be chayiv Misa even less than the Kezayis, as long as it has a worth of a pruta. However, this was the discussion that will prove now what we said, because this was Rav Papa's statement, that he said that he was resolving Reb Chiya's interpretation of the Braisa. But Rav Papa hu da'amad Abishal tarti bai, he it was the one that proposed that Abishal said you need to have both a Shavaputa and a Kezayis, and if that's the case, so then Rebbe has no one to be able to say that Truma is not going to have to require Kezayis for Misa, because the Tanakama holds that it needs Kezayis, and Abishal holds not only does it need a Kezayis, but even a Shavaputa with that, not only a Shavaputa. So how could he resolve Reb Chiya's interpretation by saying Me'ilah is Mochamer, by Mezid, that's even less than a Kezayis, where, not true, Abishal holds not only that you need a Shavaputa, but also a Kezayis. Elish mamina hadabes. Obviously, that's a proof that not only that we can show that Abishol holds that you only need Shavapruta and not a Kezias, but even Rav Pup himself used that same interpretation of Abishol that, again, you don't need to have both a Shavapruta and a Kezias, but only a Shavapruta. And therefore, again, that was the machlekes of Abishol and Tanakama. What is the Keveya of the Chaimish? Is it going to be like the Tanakama that says it's a Shir of Kezias, or is it like Abishol that holds it only requires a Chaimish?